Welcome to Hatch Reads at Hive. My name is Ellen Utley and this is my short story, Does He Come Here Often? The man on the bar stool braced himself. One black stiletto heel planted on the floor at a wobbling 45-degree angle. The other was hooped over the metal bar that rounded his bar stool's legs. The bar light shined across his makeup-laden face, illuminated every frizz and smear of what several hours and several drinks ago would have been a neat, purposeful look. He gesticulates wildly with one hand, his other clutching his phone against the black hoop earring of his right ear. His smudged red lips flap, shouting in an attempt to be heard over the people and the music by whatever poor soul was at the other end of the phone. "Doner kebab!" you hear him screech as he moves closer. A moth to his intriguing flame. He is a very different definition of a beautiful disaster. "No! Donna!" he screams again, louder this time. Hand banging against the beer-sodden bar, the bar staff look on, apathetic and irritating in turn. Arms folded and eyes narrowed, they glance around for any acquaintance that could take custody of this wonky goddess of Greece. A hopeful barman tries, in his best customer service voice, "Maybe you should go outside, miss. They might be able to hear you better." "I'm on the phone," he screams back, belligerent, in case he didn't know that, as if we all didn't know that. He runs a hand over his face, slick with products and the humidity of this body-packed mid-July pub. He's smudged his eyeliner. His eyelids are drooping, false lashes lifting. "Fuck you then," he shouts, to his phone or the bar staff, I couldn't tell. Then he picks up his lipstick-lined wine glass and knocks back the dregs. Unhooks his heel and stands, Bambi on stilts on ice, and stumbles out of the bar. Magnificent. Welcome to Hatch Reads at Hive. My name is Ellen Utley, and this is my short story, Gladys Loves the Undertaker. To my dearest Mort, I must see you again, my darling. I am possessed by you, obsessed by you. You walk slowly through my dreams as you walk slowly through the streets of Dempsey on that blessed day we met. And oh, what a day it was, my love. I keep thinking about the moment I first saw you. Eyes meeting mine as you arranged my father inside the casket. Oh, wouldn't have given to be him in that moment. I would have taken death, and gladly, if I knew it would lead to being in your capable hands. So pale and so strong as they dressed me for burial. Your back sleeve brushing my cheek, your fingers the last flesh to touch my skin. That would send me into a glad eternity, if I didn't stick around to haunt you, of course. Ha ha. I wish you would return my calls. Your co-workers say you don't work there anymore, but I know that's not true, silly. I've seen you in the hearse outside the mortuary and outside all the churches. I've seen you on the high street, and I know you see me too. I don't know why you run from me, my cherished one. Why you deny me a love I know you feel too. All I wish is for us to be closer, for us to sit side by side as you regale me with your knowledge of embalming and stitching, for you to play the organ for me as I comb your long black hair, for us to grow old together and be buried side by side. You are my Romeo and I am your Juliet. The only difference is our story started with one death instead of ending with two. Please get back to me, my sweet. Yours eternally, Gladys.